Silver Lake, one of the more historic programs in Kansas history. 41 overall state appearances. That includes 15 state championships. Their last title back in 2011. Sam Thielen toes the slab. Brady Hogle steps in. First pitch high and away for ball number one. And here we go with this Class 3A semifinal today. The right-hander Thielen delivers, and Hogle takes another one outside, and it's quickly two balls and no strikes.
Hogle, a great season and a great leadoff hitter is what he is. And again, get your leadoff hitter on. Bring Dane Johnson up with a runner on base, huh?
Another one high and away. Three balls and no strikes here to Hogle, who entered the state tournament with a batting average of .311 with 18 RBIs. And, you know, you mentioned all the postseason success, of course, kind of rattled through most of it. But after this pitch, which a 3-0 is in there for a called strike from Thielen, you kind of left out maybe the most important part of it. Mm. That was the first round game of regionals.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Lake down 4-1 against Prairie Le Calton, as that one is high and away for ball four. So Hogle takes a walk to lead off the game, but it took a four-run bottom of the seventh inning against Prairie Le Calton, which included a Drew Womack walk-off two-run homer. So on the verge of a first-round elimination, and now they are one win away
at home.
The state championship.
I said they've been the top, you know, the visitor in every postseason game, except for the opening round of regional at home against Prairie Le Calton. And that's a great point. They're not here. Drew Womack doesn't have that big-time plate appearance in the bottom half of the seventh inning.
So here's Dane Johnson, Hogle at first, and nobody out. We're just getting going. No score. Top one. Johnson, of course, pitching here today for Silver Lake. Open with that right side stance. Thielen, a right-handed thrower. And it's hit to the opposite field, and it splits the gap between first and second for a base hit.
Base knock from Dane Johnson. Good piece of hitting. That ball was in on his hands, but he got the hands through. The knob came through first. The bat head followed, and it went right between first and second base. Right between Amrine and Ford for a no out, one runner aboard, single. So runners at first and second now for Silver Lake.
We just spoke about him a minute ago. Here's Drew Womack. Two on and nobody out. Silver Lake barking here in the top of the first. And Thielen's first pitch is a little bit south for ball number one.
This Eagle baseball team trying to join the girls, who are state championship title game bound after their 12-6 victory earlier today.
And now a throw to second base, trying to pick off Hogle, and it gets out to center field. And taking third is Hogle. Johnson held up at first, so now they are at the corners with nobody out here in this top of the first inning.
There's an E1 right there, and that's just Brady Hogle to a T. He's a great base runner. He's in the head of Thielen already, standing there at second base. Thielen tried to pick him off, throws it out into center field, and now a runner in scoring position just 90 feet away.
Here is Womack again with the count slightly in his favor at 1-0, and now he comes up empty on that swing, and it's one ball, one strike. So a leadoff walk to Hogle, a single by Johnson, an error a moment ago, has Hogle at third, Johnson still at first. Silver Lake looks to get out on the board here early. Thielen's next pitch is popped up very high on the infield left side, floating into foul territory. Is the third baseman Ross, the underhand waist-high catch secures out number one.
Well, if you are Russell Victoria, that is a great sight to see. You get Drew Womack out of that batter's box with a harmless pop-up into foul territory, picked up there by Ross.
Here's the cleanup man, an impressive freshman, Kip Kruger, the shortstop. At the corners with one down, no score, top one. First pitch by Thielen is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Well, again, Silver Lake, first time making state in back-to-back years since 2013 and 2014. The 0-1 is popped up. Might still be playable in foul territory down that third base line. Long run to the left fielder in Zorn. He can't get there. It falls to the turf. And the count 0-2 here on Kruger.
Kruger from the left side of the batter's box. Got a shortened up here with two strikes on him. Again, runners at the corners right now for Silver Lake with Johnson over at first and Hogle at third.
No balls, two strikes here on Kruger. Miles Kibbe in the on-deck circle. Silver Lake trying to strike first here in the top of the first. And an 0-2 is hit out towards left field on a tee. Dreiling backing up, making the catch. Tag from third. Here comes Hogle, and it's going to be a double play. As they got Johnson at first.
Yeah, Johnson was off from running on the pitch, and the sharp shot to Dreiling in right field typical routine flyout from Kipton Kruger, but Johnson was caught at second base, could not get back to first in time for the double up.
So Silver Lake threatens, and the Broncos get out of it unharmed. We played half an inning here in Manhattan. No score in this Class 3A state baseball semifinal game here on the Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, we go in Boynton Family Stadium, the site here, Class 3A State Baseball Championship Tournament, semifinal game between Silver Lake and Russell Victoria. No scores. We go to the home first. The Broncos of Russell Victoria will start it off with Sam Thielen, Jared Ford after that, and then Max Evans, Dane Johnson on the rubber. It's all right-handed pitcher here for Silver Lake, about to toss in his first pitch of this game. And Thielen takes one low and outside for ball number one. Thielen is a commitment to Hutchinson Community College. Little closed on the right side stance as he leads off the bottom of the first. And Johnson finds the strike zone for the first time. One ball, one strike. Well, Russell Victoria, they have not allowed a run since the end of the regular season as Thielen chops one foul down the left side, 1-2 now the count on him, but the regionals, Minneapolis 12-0, Ellenwood 3-0, and Holcomb in the title game 10-0, and then Colby in the first round on Monday by a final of 3-0. So runs have been hard to come by against Russell Victoria, and down goes Thielen, and he watches that one go in knee high for strikeout number one.
Good job by Johnson battling back right there. Wasn't way behind in the count by any stretch, but down his comfort zone and get Thielen down looking.
Here's Jared Ford, the second baseman. A 403 batting average entering state. Johnson delivers a fastball. First pitch called, strike number one. Well, Russell Victoria, has numerous fourth place finishes at state as Ford puts it on the ground, left side, Kibbe at third, makes the routine play, and two up, two down here for the Broncos in the bottom of the first.
Good start here for Silver Lake defensively. You get a strikeout by Johnson, and Kibbe man in the hot corner, two hopper to him, and a strong throw over in time to his first baseman, Drew Womack.
Here's Max Evans, entered state. Jake, listen to this, a 6.12 batting average, 21 doubles, couple of homers. And he is committed to Butler CC as Johnson's first pitch off speed outside for ball one.
I guess I'm sorry. Is that good? 600 plus batting average?
Well, it was 6.12 to be exact. 33 stolen bases as well, but he comes up empty. That's the swing of maybe I was thinking fastball, and it comes in off speed and nowhere close. One ball, one strike here on Evans. Johnson working quickly here in the home first, and now this one's hit on a line, but right to the shortstop, the freshman Kip Kruger, making a senior-type catch to end the inning. So down goes the Broncos in the bottom of the first inning. No score, second inning we go. It's high school baseball right after this. Jake,
yeah,
I got
something for you, because in case you forgot, some teams win with speed, some win with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. At 0-0, we head to the top of the second here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on the Pulse. We go to the second inning here in Manhattan. Class 3A State Baseball Tournament. Semifinal game number one. We got it for you here on the Pulse. Russell Victoria and Silver Lake tied up at the Goose Egg 0-0. Kibbe, Monholland, and Renfro due up here in the second for Silver Lake. Sam Thielen back to work for the Broncos. So here is Kibbe about to lead it off here in the top of the second. Silver Lake certainly threatened in the first, but came up empty as Kip Kruger finished that inning, lining out to a 9-3 double play. First pitch here in the second to Kibbe is taken for a called strike.
Kibbe from the right side, as you mentioned, Silver Lake does a good job of balancing up the order right and left side.
Fastball up and in. One ball, one strike. And Thielen, the pitcher today, as he entered the state tournament, with 60 strikeouts and a 2.6 ERA. And quickly has Kibbe behind in the count at one ball, two strikes. Thielen kicks and fires and reaching for that one. Check swing and secured it for the strikeout. First strikeout for Thielen. And that's the first out here in the second inning.
You see Thielen, he works out of a stretch the entire time. No windup for this young man. Toes the slab and ready to rock and roll as Don Monholland.
Monholland, here he is. Catching today. And a nice groove here by Thielen. Delivers strike number one. No score, just getting going in the second. Girard and Burlington in the second semifinal. Later on tonight, as Monholland now quickly finding himself in a deeper hole at 0-2. One batting glove on the left hand. Off speed, missed away. One ball, two strikes.
Monholland's got naturally good eyes as a batter, being that catcher on the defensive side for the Eagles.
And the pitch. Ooh, just missed.
Yeah, I just
strike zones have been a little tight today.
I mean, I just complimented his eyes right there. That looked like a strike on the outer half, but he knew it. That's why he didn't swing.
Two balls, two strikes here on Monholland. The pitch by Thielen. Boy, and I'm not sure how that one missed. That was a very good pitch. Back-to-back close ones, but going the way of Dom Monholland here. But now the count 3-2 and the pitch on the way, and that one is low, ball four.
What an at-bat right there. Again, I just was complimenting his vision from the batter's box because I'd say three pitches in a row will look close, but he understands the strike zone. We're an inning and a half into this already, and he understands where the zone's at.
Here's the DH and Ben Renfro. Silver Lake again getting a base runner on. See if they can do it this time and come through with possible run. Renfro steps in, first pitch from Thielen, high and inside for ball one on the fastball. We got Jack Frost in the on-deck circle for Silver Lake, who provided the game's lone RBI on Monday. Their 1-0 victory against the top seed Council Grove. Now we'll throw down to first base on the snap by Evans, and that pitch again. Leave was low and inside for ball two. But it's actually 1-1, so had to double check. One strike, one ball. Runner at first, and the runner takes off. And it's a high chopper. Hit and run was on. Charging Schoenberger, the shortstop. Only play is at first, and now a throwback to second. Tag applied, not in time. Now, fans don't like it in front of us, but I can see it from up here. Monholland clearly beat the throw. He's at second, but Renfro out at first for out number two.
perfect time there for Coach Seeley to put the hit and run on, because hit and run was not on there. That would have been a double play to end the inning. So good hustle from Mont Holland, swiping second.
So here's Jax Ross, jersey number 9, playing defensively in left field to start. As I mentioned a moment ago, the game's lone RBI on Monday, and the first swing is popped up foul and out of play. Well, you also got a dynamite pitching game from both Dane Johnson and Kip Kruger in that quarters on Monday afternoon. Runner at second base, 2 outs. Runner at second is Mont Holland, no score still. Trying to paint the edge and just missed again. 1-1 here on Ross.
Does not like the outer half of the plate. This is our third different umpire we've seen here today.
And Thielen Sachs looking back a couple of times at second and fires it in there. Fastball inside, missing. 2-1 here on Ross. Now Russell Victoria, you mentioning earlier, second straight trip to state. Last year ended a 9-year drought. Overall, their 6th trip to state with that first back in 2007. And there's the called strike to Ross, now evened up 2-2.
Yeah, Ross on the right side. He's hugging the plate pretty tightly. Able to paint the inside corner of West Thielen.
2-2, runner at second. Here's the pitch, called strike 3. That is a dandy of a pitch there by Thielen. And Ross is down looking for the final out of the frame. The Silver Lake, they get one into scoring position with 2 outs, but they come up empty. 1.5 in the books here in MHK. We are scoreless here on the Pulse.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Manhattan. 3A state baseball semifinal. We're getting ready to go to the bottom of the second inning between Silver Lake and Russell Victoria. No score in this ball game. Some teams win with speed, some win with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same exact thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. From the bottom of the second inning, here's Brandon Tadman.
Wes Dreiling, Kyle Huser, and Pierce Schoenberger. Middle third of the Russell Victoria lineup as we are scoreless to the home second we go. Dane Johnson back to work, and first offering in there to Dreiling is strike number 1. Pretty quick work for Johnson in the first. Got a strikeout, a ground out, and a line out. Next pitch right in there. Quickly 0-2 on Wes Dreiling. Very senior-heavy Russell Victoria squad. 10 seniors on the roster, and 9 of which have started at least 16 games this season. And there is a beautiful pitch. Strike number 3. And make it strikeout number 2 here in the early going for Dane Johnson.
Well, he struck out the first batter he saw on the top of the or bottom of the first. Same thing here in the bottom of the second. And a very late swing from Dreiling. He was caught off guard with Dane Johnson.
Here's the DH, Kyle Huser. Little tad open on the stance from the right side. Old school, no batting gloves. Takes a swing at the first pitch. Pops it up. Shallow right field. Second baseman, that is Ray, to go out there onto the grass to make the catch. And Johnson again. Quick work. 2 up and 2 down.
Efficiency from the slab. We talked about how Thielen likes to work out of the stretch. Dane Johnson the same way. Toes the slab. Gets ready to rock and roll. And great defense behind him here in the early going.
So here is Schoenberger, the shortstop. Little closed on the right side stance. Here's the first pitch by Johnson, and a little bit high for 1. Well, the last state title for Silver Lake, 2011, which at that point was the third title in a four-year span. They've made some appearances since, but still looking for the first piece of real hardware since then. One ball, one strike now on Schoenberger. Johnson finding the strike zone there. Here's the big left knee kick and delivery. And it's a swing and a miss for strike number two.
Good off speed there from Dane Johnson, keeping Schoenberger off balance in that batter's box.
One ball, two strikes. Base is empty. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. And a swing and a miss. Dane Johnson does it again with another strikeout. You got Schoenberger with the off-speed pitch. Three strikeouts and two perfect innings for Dane Johnson. We go to the top of the third here in Manhattan. We are scoreless here on the Pulse.
Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogo Plumbing and Sewer Service.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10. Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
9-1-2 in the Silver Lake lineup as we go to the top of the third here in Manhattan. Trip to the 3A State Baseball Championship game on the line. Russell Victoria and the Eagles scoreless so far. And the first pitch here in the top of the third inning to Aiden Strickland is a little bit south for ball one.
Right fielder coming up for the first time here against Thielen. And Silver Lake's gotten two base runners on, but unable to get a run scratched across. But each base runner each of the first two innings.
Now, Silver Lake actually got two on and one out in that first, but a line-out double play ended that threat, kept him off the board. Strickland now evened up, one ball, one strike. Thielen sets, and a 1-1. And a edge called strike number two.
Kind of a difficult arm angle for a right-handed batter as Thielen dips down a little bit, kind of a sidearm, not really quite like three-quarters, probably about half on the delivery from the righty.
And Thielen kicks and sidearms it in there. Check swing down to first. Yes, sir. Ring it up. First base umpire says Strickland went around, and that is the third strikeout for Thielen and the first out here in the third.
It's difficult against right-handed batters, but against lefties, you're able to see it a lot clearer. And that's what you have coming in for the second time up here this evening.
So here we go. Back to the top of the order for a second time through. Here's Hogle. Fastball in there for strike one. Well, he walked in that first inning. That's a third on an error, but again, ultimately stranded there. And an 0-1 on the way, and a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Now, Thielen again, as mentioned earlier, committed to Hutchinson Community College. Brings a sidearm in there, and it's a swing and a miss. Ogle down, swinging. That was a pretty brief at bat for the top of the lineup there for Silver Lake. Two up, two down, two more Ks. Thielen now with four strikeouts. And with two outs and the bases empty, here's Dane Johnson.
It's a nasty pitch right there. Again, a side armor like Thielen kind of pulls the string on that 0-2 pitch.
Johnson singled. The lone hit so far today for either side. And that first pitch missing inside for ball one.
40 pitches in the game now for Thielen here. 2 2/3 innings.
Staggered stance, delivers it on in there, and it's hit high and medium depth. I was going to say deep. It kind of hung up there a little bit higher than originally thought, and the catch is made by the left fielder in Zorn, and that's pretty quick work there for Sam Thielen and the Broncos. We go to the bottom of the third here in Manhattan. No score here on the Pulse.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Manhattan once again. We're getting ready to go to the bottom of the third inning. Silver Lake and Russell Victoria locked in 0-0. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best teams win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. For the bottom of the third inning, here's Brandon Tappan.
Yes, sir. Bottom three we go. No score. Quick time here is Monholland fixing some equipment here before the first pitch by Johnson set to be delivered to Trey Zorn. Jackson Ross will follow. Walker Middleton after that. Bottom third. The Broncos lineup here today. And the first pitch swinging. Slow roller to the right side. Going to be a tough play by Womack. He secures the tag. Couldn't get to the bag in time, but he can certainly reach that right arm out to save a potential infield single there. Zorn nearly beat it out, but Womack secures the tag, and now that's 7-up, 7-down for Dane Johnson.
Well, that's 3 UA. First baseman unassisted and a smart play there. What I really liked seeing from Drew Womack was after he secured it, when he applied the tag, Brandon, he had both his throwing hand and glove hand connected. That way that ball couldn't pop out.
So here's Jackson Ross, number 8 in the lineup, jersey number 31. That's the first pitch called strike. And he'll fall behind quickly. So Silver Lake has a Jackson Ross, and Russell has a Jackson Ross. Off speed, beautifully done. Swing and a miss there. Coming up empty. And Ross quickly behind. No balls, two strikes. Well, the lone hit in the game for Silver Lake. Dane Johnson, one out, or I should say no out single. And this one's hit out towards center. Playing it well is Hogle. He'll come in a few steps, make the catch, and out number 2 here in the third.
Good job there by Brady, who just, again, didn't have to move a whole lot. Saw it cleanly off the bat and secured that second out of the inning.
So here's Middleton, the center fielder here for the Broncos of Russell Victoria. The all-white uniforms for them, blue numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in red. First pitch here to Middleton by Johnson, just missing for ball one.
You mentioned the senior heaviness of this Broncos team, and a lot of experience coming back from that trip last year. First one in what, would you say, 9 years?
For Russell?
For Russell.
Yeah, last year ended a 9-year drought at the state tournament, but all 6 of their appearances have come since 2007. There's a good pitch. Bends in there for strike 2. 1-2 here on Middleton. Once again, Dane Johnson trying to work quickly here. He has retired the first 8.
Just 24 pitches so far for Dane.
And a 1-2 to Middleton. Oh, off speed. Swung on and missed. And Monholland going to have to secure the throw down to first, and he does so. So Middleton down swinging and 4 strikeouts to the first part of the order. For Dane Johnson, he is perfect through 3, and we're scoreless through 3. It's high school baseball here on the Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence. Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we go to the fourth inning here in Manhattan on the Pulse. We got Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison. I'm Brandon Tadman. Silver Lake and Russell Victoria scoreless through the first three. It has been a pitcher's duel with Thielen and Johnson. It'll be Womack, Kruger, and Kibbe. It's 3, 4, and 5 in the Silver Lake lineup here. And the first pitch to Drew Womack is a little bit inside for ball one. And here we go, Jake, with the fourth inning.
Yeah, second time through the order here for Silver Lake. And Thielen kind of, again, he's struggled a little bit. He's over 42 pitches now in this ball game through three innings. And so the Eagles are definitely getting his pitch count up and get a few more base runners on here.
And grounded hard to the right side. It ricochets off the glove of Amron, and he can't get it on to first in time. Be interesting to see the scoring on that one.
Yeah, that was a hot shot down the first base line, and not Bill Buckner's style because it didn't go between his legs, but Amron had his glove to the turf, and it skipped right past it. They will go E3 on that one.
So the second error by the Broncos defense here in Silver Lake. Womack with an opportunity getting on with nobody out. And the first pitch swinging to Kip Kruger, and he comes up empty for strike one. Now Kip lined out into that 9-3 double play to end that threat in the first. And he's got Womack at first with nobody out here in the fourth, and that pitch is in there for strike two. So a couple of errors and just one total hit between the two teams as we're underway in the fourth. Combination of Thielen and Johnson on the mound. 8 strikeouts and just the one hit allowed. Got a 3-step lead at first. No run. The 0-2 low and outside. Ball one to Kip Kruger.
Good idea if you're Thielen right there to see if you can get Kip to chase one out of the zone. But the freshman really composed from the left side of the box.
And a 1-2 on the way. Tried to get the edge. And unsuccessful with Thielen that time. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Once again, he comfortable in that box right now. Kip Kruger knows it's a big spot here. Nobody away.
Little glance at first, and the 2-2 is hit high in the air. Shallow left center, kind of closer to the infield, but on the grass is Schoenberger. He'll back up a few more steps to make the catch. Holding it first is Womack, and that's out number one here in the fourth.
Well, you've seen plenty of balls that have been put in play by Silver Lake, but they popped up quite a few of them. You got to give that credit again. It's almost like a rise ball you see in softball with that sidearm swinging Thielen on the bump for Russell Victoria. It allows for that upspin on the swing.
Here's Kibbe. Showed bunt, pulls back, takes the fastball inner edge for a called strike. Kibbe, a strikeout victim the first time up. That was the lead off the second. We are scoreless in the top of the fourth. Silver Lake, Russell Victoria, Burlington, and Girard, the other two. In the second semifinal, here is a steal attempt, and a tag is late, and in there safely is Womack. Thought for a second he might have slid a little bit too strong off the bag, but he secures himself a stolen base, and Silver Lake a runner in scoring position with one out.
That was a heck of a throw from the catcher Evans, and Womack got in there just in time.
And Kibbe on the 1-1, took a swing there, fouls it away, and he falls behind at 1-2 with Dom Monholland in the on-deck circle.
And as you mentioned, B-10, runner in scoring position now for the Eagles.
Trying to get on the board. Next pitch runs inside, 2-2. Here on Miles Kibbe. Now for Silver Lake, again, their second consecutive year in the state tournament. 1-and-done last year. Had a good swing by Kibbe to foul it away. They lost to Heston in the opening round last year, 11-6. They finished that season 21-8, including 15-5 in the Big East. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second is Womack. Here's the pitch by Thielen. It's hit out towards shallow left center field. Going to be a tough play, and it drops in for a base hit. It splits Zorn and Middleton. Here comes Womack. He's rounding third, and he'll slide in safely. It's an RBI double for Kibbe. And the Eagles are out to a 1-0 lead.
Just put the ball in play and see what happens right there. And that's all Kibbe needed to do. Zorn in left and Middleton in center, both giving chase. Neither one could get there. The diving effort from Zorn. Ball hit the turf and bounced over Middleton's head. That allowed Womack to be able to score from second.
So Kibbe, the big hit, or the biggest hit, I should say, to this point. And Silver Lake, the first run of the game, and still a chance for more with one out. And Kibbe at second for Tom Monholland. Fastball by Thielen in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Monholland walked in his first at bat back in the second. 1-0 Silver Lake. Thielen sets, kicks, and deals. It is a little bit inside, ball one. Well, maybe a little sigh of relief, somewhat maybe, for Dane Johnson, knowing he's going to have a lead going back out to the bump next inning. Ground ball left side, but foul here by Monholland.
I think you're spot on, B-Tad, but also the way that Dane's rolling right now, the confidence exuding, 25 pitches through three innings.
That is very efficient. Ooh. That one runs inside and hits him on a 1-2 pitch. Monholland's going to get a free bag. Now two on and one out.
You got to be tough to be a catcher, no doubt. And that one hits that left shoulder blade. And got time here. Going
to get an extra foul ball.
That's right. We got plenty of foul balls coming back in. And even Coach Seeley comes down from third, had one. He just put it in the side pouch.
So here's Ben Renfro with two on and one out. Silver Lake leading 1-0. Kibbe at second. And he provided the RBI with a double that drove in Womack. That is the third free pass that Thielen has allowed to Silver Lake. First hit batter paired with a couple of walks. Let's see if Silver Lake can add to it. 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Thielen delivers strike one to Ben Renfro.
Umpire first base side just signaled to his fellow umpires. Infield fly will be in effect.
And now put on the ground, left side, fielded by Schoenberger, second for one, on to first, in time, double play. Traditional 6-4-3 DP, and Russell gets out of the inning with only the one run allowed. But on the other side, positivity, Silver Lake, you're on the board. 1-0 our score, Kibbe, the RBI double. We are halfway in, halfway home, here on the Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake scores one run in the top of the fourth inning to take a 1-0 lead over Russell Victoria. We're getting ready to head to the bottom of the fourth inning. In case you didn't know, some teams win with speed, some win with strength, but the best teams win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. For your bottom of the fourth inning, here's BTAP.
Yes, sir. 1-0 Silver Lake. An RBI double by Miles Kibbe. And halfway in, halfway home here in Manhattan. Trip to the state championship game on the line. Dane Johnson back to work. 9 up, 9 down. And here is Sam Thielen to lead off the fourth. First pitch swinging off speed, lifted out towards center field. Hogel backstepping. He'll make the catch over his right shoulder for one pitch, one out here in the fourth.
Well, we talked about Dane Johnson only having 25 pitches coming into this inning. You keep that up, one pitch, one out. Dane Johnson's going to have less than 50 pitches in this entire game.
Here is Jared Ford. Grounded out to third in his first at bat. 1-0 Silver Lake in the bottom of the fourth. Dane Johnson been sensational to this point. This one launched a mile high, right set on the infield, foul territory, right up against the first base dugout, and in front of his teammates, Womack makes the catch for out number two.
Two pitches, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Defense, they're right behind Mr. Dane Johnson, who's slinging it great from the bump. Defense playing great for the Eagles.
Two pitches, two up, two down. And we go to now Max Evans, the Butler Community College commit. A line out to Kip Kruger in his first at bat. That first pitch a little bit low for ball one. Dane Johnson on cruise control. Still a long way to go. 1-0 Silver Lake lead, and now this is fouled off the inside part of the left foot of Evans. And that evens it up, one ball, one strike.
You can see the shift on right now for Silver Lake. You got your third baseman, Kibbe, playing normal spot at third. Kruger in the gap between second and third playing shortstop, but Ray has moved directly behind the second base bag on the outfield grass dirt line.
And first baseman Womack playing towards the bag, so a lot of room on the right side of that infield, and the 1-1 outside to make it two balls and one strike.
That's your scout right there, B-Tad, understanding that he's a pull hitter.
Very open on that right side stance. And again, as I mentioned, Evans, as he takes one outside for ball three, committed to Butler CC. That just looks like a college-level batting stance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He flips that above the right shoulder, open, stands up tall, and he rips it to the left side. Diving stop by Kruger. He's got a long way to go with that throw. He got it there, but not in time. Still tip the cap to Kip Kruger. It's going to be an infield hit and the first hit of the day for Russell, but again, Kip Kruger. Heck of a play, just not quite enough to get it there in time.
He was all the way out in the shallow left field when he dove and got that. That's how deep he was playing at shortstop. Great diving effort to keep it on the infield, I guess you could say, but a long throw just not in time.
So an infield hit. Now the throw is low. Throw to second by Monholland on a hop, and in there safely is Evans, and he thought about sneaking his way towards third. It's backed up quickly by Hogle. And all of a sudden, you got the tying run in scoring position with two outs. And the count, one ball, no strikes here on the cleanup man, Wes Dreiling.
Yeah, no courtesy runner for the catcher, Max Evans. He's got some speed. He swipes second.
Big opportunity here for Russell. Really their first opportunity. There's a foul tip to make it one ball, one strike.
It was a good throw by Monhall, and it just
got it there on a one hop.
Yeah, better jump from Evans, able to get there in time.
So Evans at second base, one ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss off speed, which was very nicely placed there by Johnson to make it 1-2.
That was dirty from Dane Johnson right there. Pulled the string out and way in front was Dreiling.
What does he pull out of the hat of opportunities here? The 1-2. Outside ball two. Well, he had every pitch at his disposal there, and he went off speed, outer edge, and Dreiling was not chasing. Now 2-2.
Miscommunication here between Johnson and Monholland, the battery here for Silver Lake. So we got a stoppage as Monholland will go out and talk to Dane.
Well, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Silver Lake leading Russell Victoria by a score of 1-0. The RBI in the last inning by Miles Kibbe, thanks to a double which scored Womack. The first opportunity here for Russell on Dane Johnson with Max Evans, the runner at second base, and two outs. But a 2-2 count here on Wes Dreiling, the right fielder. Johnson sets, comes at him, and it's a ground ball past Johnson. Second baseman Ray fielding, firing, and getting it to first in time. So Womack for the out. So for the first time today, Russell Victoria threatens. Dane Johnson still scoreless on the positive side for Silver Lake. Four innings in, 1-0 Silver Lake. It's high school baseball here on the Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
I got cards, and Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m., with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the fifth inning here on the Pulse. Silver Lake, a 1-0 lead against Russell Victoria, with the winner moving on to the Class 3A State Baseball Championship game Friday night. The other semifinal to follow here this evening in MHK with Girard and Burlington. Thanks again for tuning. We got Jake, Seth, and Brandon all with you from Toynton Family Stadium. Here we go. 8-9-1 in the Silver Lake order. Jackson Ross, Aiden Strickland, and Brady Hogel after that. As Thielen back to work, Jake, he has pitched 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts for the Broncos starter here today. First pitch
coming right up at him.
And might land. If I could open my window, I could maybe catch it. And the fan does not catch it in front of us. And that is strike number 1. Very disappointed at the fan right below us.
Yeah.
Just kidding, obviously.
Hit his arm, and now he's in a little bit of pain, actually. That was... We opened up the window in front of me here, so I was looking at that thinking that might come into our living room here.
Ross, a strikeout victim, his first time up, leading off here in the fifth. Eagles leading 1-0. Just 3 total hits in the game for both teams. Broncos have committed 2 errors. Fouling this one away, no balls, 2 strikes. We knew we had two very good pitchers on the mound here today, and that is showing with what we have seen to this point. And on an 0-2, nearly got him. But good eye by Ross, just missed outside for ball 1.
And the 1 run of this game, unearned for Thielen because of those 2 errors you referenced.
Brought in by Kitty on a double, which scored Womack in the last inning. Next pitch runs inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Ross. As Thielen comes set. And delivers the sidearm, and it's outside, ball 3. So Ross from 0-2 to 3-2 to kick off the top of the fifth inning here. Thielen's going to set and fire. Low and outside, ball 4. Good at bat for Ross. He's at first with nobody out for Strickland.
Perfect opportunity for him to be a leadoff hitter, find a way to get on. He does so, fouls a couple pitches away that he didn't like. Very patient at the plate. Bring up Strickland.
That is the 3rd walk issued by Thielen today. And that has Ross at first base with nobody out. Here's Strickland. He struck out his first time up. Open stance from the right side. Choked up a touch on the bat. Thielen delivers. Bunt shown. Put down beautifully between home and the mound. And the exchange will not allow a throw to even be made, Jake. And a tough exchange for Thielen. From hand to glove, or glove to hand, and 2 on and nobody out. Silver Lake, great opportunity here.
The right fielder, Aiden Strickland right there, all he was doing was going to do a sacrifice bunt. Move the runner up to second base, and Ross, as a result, E1.
That is a 3rd error by the Broncos defense. And now you get to Hogel in the top of the order with nobody out and 2 on. Silver Lake, a 1-0 lead, and now another bunt put down, this one on more pace. And going to third is Thielen smartly to get the lead run for out number 1.
Yeah, that's a really smart play there by Thielen coming off the mound. And the bunt went straight back to the pitcher's mound from Hogel. If that was at an angle at all, it would have forced a little bit more of a difficult play for Thielen. But he was able to pick it cleanly, fire over to Ross at third for the out.
So Hogel at first on the fielder's choice. You got Strickland at second. Here's Dane Johnson with 1 out. First pitch hits it high in the air. Shallow right field, Dreiling running in more towards the foul line. He'll make the catch. And just like that, Jake, in the blink of an eye, that's out number 2.
Giving me vibes of the first inning right now when you had a walk and then a single to start off the ball game, and then one quick out on a pop out from Womack, and then a double play to end the inning. This inning was starting off really good for Silver Lake, getting a couple runners on, but 2 quick outs.
Now it's up to Drew Womack. There's one guy you want in the lineup for an opportunity like this. It would be Drew, but he comes up empty on that first swing, and it's 0-1.
He reached on an error last time up by the first baseman, came around to score the only run in this game.
Kibbe drove him in on a double, but now another swing and miss, and he is quickly behind at 0-2. a game-winning two-run home run in the first round of regionals against Perry LeCapitan. That swing by Womack has helped them get to this point. He watches one there just barely outside. Good eye for Drew, and it's one ball, two strikes. You got Hogle at first and Strickland, the runner, at second base. And a 1-2 outside, 2-2.
Runners be moving on any contact here from Womack. Two away.
And Thielen kicks and fires a 2-2, and it's popped up foul on top of the tier. Press box going to take a beating with that one. And 2-2, still the count. We are in the top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Silver Lake. Trip to the 3A state championship game on the line. And another 2-2. Another one outside, ball three. We saw Jackson Ross go from 0-2 to 3-2 earlier this inning and work a walk. And Womack, maybe a chance to do the same.
Runners will be moving on the pitch here.
Big pitch in this game. 3-2, 2-on, 2-out. Silver Lake 1-0 here in the fifth. Thielen sets, Thielen deals, and it's a swing and a miss. Big comeback pitch there for Sam Thielen. And down goes Womack to end the threat in the top of the fifth inning. Five strikeouts now today for Thielen. But Silver Lake still leading it. It's 1-0. We go to the home fifth right after this here on the Pulse.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Manhattan, Silver Lake unable to get any runs across the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Some teams win with speed, some with strength. But the best teams, they win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantComm.net and become simply connected. For the bottom of the fifth inning, here's B-Ted.
Kyle Huser leads it off here for Russell Victoria. Dane Johnson, sensational through four innings. Breaking ball there, missing inside for ball one. Huser followed by Schoenberger and Zorn. And the Broncos, bottom of the fifth, Silver Lake the 1-0 lead. There's a good off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Now one ball, one strike. Well, how about Johnson through four innings? One hit, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts.
Yeah, pretty efficient. We say that word a lot.
And another off-speed pitch swung on and missed. He might have caught a piece of it. Either way, it's one ball, two strikes.
Thielen ended that top half of this inning with 75 pitches in this ball game.
Hughes of the DH, jersey 23, bats from the right side, and he
sits
down the left field line, and Ross with a sensational reach out and grab down the line, and extra bases off the board for Huser, and out number one here in the home fifth.
Full extension, B-Ted, and Ross in left field. That was a hot shot off the bat of Huser. You mentioned that was extra base hit right there. That was ripped off the board. Great defensive play for Ross.
That brings up Schoenberger, and the first pitch by Johnson outside for ball one. He struck out his first time up. But yeah, that was a very good, sensational defensive play by Ross and left. A high chopper foul here by Schoenberger, the shortstop for Russell Victoria. Broncos started this season 14-0, then took their first loss against Ellis. They lost twice to TMP, who we saw earlier today, of course, who defeated Rossville in the 2-1-A semis. Another foul off here by Schoenberger. And it's one ball, two strikes.
Defense pretty much straight away here against Schoenberger.
Bats from the right side, pretty straight up with the stance. And this one's put on the ground, not very fast, to the shortstop, Kruger. Sidearm throw.
Oh,
time.
Wow.
You better believe it. Bobby Witt Jr. would approve. That was clean on the defensive side for out number two.
And he's a freshman, B-Tad. Unbelievable play there from Kitson Kruger at the shortstop position. Backhand, long throw, good stretch from Womack at first.
When you can make a non-routine play look routine, that is what Kruger did right there. And Dane Johnson, all he could do was tip the cap to his freshman shortstop. Two up, two down. Here is Trey Zorn. Off speed, up and away for ball one. He grounded out the first in his lone at bat today.
And through 4 2/3 innings now, just 45 pitches for DJ.
And the 1-0 fastball outer edge, strike number one. Well, certainly Dane Johnson has set himself up for the deep run in this game. How efficient he has been early. Next one outside, ball two. 2-1 the count on Zorn, the left fielder. And the lone hit for Russell Victoria was an infield single by Evans in the last inning. Popped up, left side, foul territory. It's going to be Kibbe with room. He'll make the catch. 1-2-3, Broncos retire to get in order. Dane Johnson, my goodness, comfortable as you can be on the mound in a game of this magnitude. 5 innings in, we go to the 6th. Silver Lake 1, and the Broncos nothing.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kip Kruger leads off the Silver Lake top of the 6th inning here on the Pulse. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tamma with you from beautiful Toyton Family Stadium in MHK, home of Kansas State University. 1-0 Silver Lake. Swing and a miss there by Kruger. Good pitch and start from Sam Thielen for strike number one.
I've held it in all day, but at Kansas State University.
You got to go to the bathroom?
Emaw. No, I just wanted to say Emaw.
Oh, okay.
Go Cats.
Well, I appreciate that call out as well. Next pitch to Kruger, a little bit low for ball one. So Kibbe and Monholland also two up. Silver Lake, 6 outs away collectively both ways. Oh. In a line drive out into right field for a base hit. The right fielder Dryling kind of fumbled it around a little bit, just missed the outstretched arm of the second baseman Ford, and a line drive base hit for Kip Kruger to lead off the 6th.
That's a rope right there by Kipton Kruger, right over the outstretched arms of Ford. And leadoff man on once again for the Eagles.
Just the 3rd hit today for Silver Lake, and Kruger at first base for Miles Kibbe. Responsible for the RBI, the lone RBI today with a double back in the 4th. And the first pitch missing away for ball one. Well, you're winning, but you would certainly like to be winning by more if you are Silver Lake. Reaching out for it, grounding it to the left side. Schoenberger goes to
nice
second.
Play.
He'll get the lead run. That's all they could do, and that's out number one.
It was an amazing play there by Schoenberger. He was going to cover the bag because the steal was on. He had to come back to his right, our left, backhand that baseball, and fire to second to Ford in time.
We got two very good defensive shortstops here in this game with Kruger and Schoenberger. So one out, one on. Kibbe now at first. Here's Monholland, hit by a pitch in his last at bat, and then he also walked back in the 2nd, so he's reached two times here today, and he takes one inside for ball one. 1-0 Silver Lake, top six. Winner moves on to the state championship game on Friday. Here's a throw down to first. Tag applied, not in time.
Good snap throw. Evans, he's got a cannon. There's a reason why he's going next level. He's got a great arm behind the dish, and Kibby's got to be ready.
Mont Holland in, a little bit open on the right side stance, looks at a 1-1, and snap throw again down to first. Good stab, though, by Amrine to keep it in front. Pitch missed the zone, so it's 2-1 now on Mont Holland. Kibby at first base, one out here in the sixth inning. Girard and Burlington, the other semifinal to follow. Good pitch there by Thielen, swinging a miss. Mont Holland now evened up, 2-2 with Renfroe in the on-deck circle. Opportunity knocking a little bit here for Silver Lake. Runner on and one out. And the 2-2 high and away. 3-2 at runs full. Thielen has walked 3 today, and he has also hit a batter, so certainly has given Silver Lake a few free passes. The big 3-2 on the way. High and inside, ball 4. And 2-1 for Ben Renfroe.
Dom Mont Holland now has reached base 3 times, B-Tad. 2 and a hit by pitch. The pitch selection for the right-handed batter, pretty impressive.
And a little stoppage. Going to have a courtesy runner here for Silver Lake. For Mont Holland at first.
No, they're actually going to...
Or they're going to go for second base,
yeah,
and take Kibby off the path.
Going to bring in Kaysen Kruger.
So another Kruger into the lineup for Silver Lake. So Kibby will come out. Kruger in at second, Mont Holland at first. And Ben Renfroe again with 2-1, with Silver Lake leading by 1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Renfroe. First pitch by Thielen, a little bit low for ball 1. Now Renfroe again, sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
Grounded out to that 6-4-3 double play, which ended the fourth.
88 pitches now for Thielen in this ball game.
And the 1-0. In there for a strike. Outside the DP hits. Renfroe was also grounded out to short. 1-0 Silver Lake trying to add here in the sixth and a late swing and a foul off to the right side by Ben Renfroe, and it's 1-2. The only run in this game, a double by Kibby in the fourth. Here's the 1-2 by Thielen. Late swing again. Another foul off into the Silver Lake patrons. Oh, a fan up there on the bleachers nearly made a one-handed catch, but he dropped it.
He's going to go home with a game ball, though.
Still 1-2 on Ben Renfroe. And Silver Lake tack on. Just missed outer edge, 2-2. Great eye there for Renfroe.
Good eye there. And again, I've complimented Evans, the catcher for Russell Victoria, many times. That time, had to steal a good frame job.
2-2 here by Thielen, and it's fouled straight back. So Renfroe fighting here.
Great at-bat here from Ben Renfroe. Designated hitter. This is what you're called to do right now, young man.
Renfroe wears jersey number 8 from the right side. And after a quick sneeze, a line out to center field. I got caught in a mid-sneeze before that pitch. Renfroe put it out there on a line, but defended well. Middleton, he'll make the catch. That's the second out.
That was impressive.
He didn't even say bless you.
Well, I mean, I was too busy laughing.
Okay. Well, I might not be done because it kind of tickles the nose a little bit here. So Ross stepping in.
Well, God bless you.
I'll let the people hear the sneeze. There it was. All right, we're good. Silver Lake still an opportunity, leading by 1, 2-2. First pitch swinging, though, it's Jackson Ross. He'll pop it up on the infield. Right side, first baseman, Amrine will make the catch. And in the inning, so Silver Lake, they threaten but come up empty. Still 1-0 our score. We go to the home six right after this here on the Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com. Thank you.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Manhattan once again. Silver Lake threatens, but no runs in top of the sixth inning. We get ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning, but in case you need to know, some teams win with speed, some win with strength, but the best teams win with connection. Giant Communications, they believe the same exact thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. For the bottom half of the sixth inning here at 2-1 or 3A state baseball semifinals, here's Brandon Tadman.
Eagles 1, Broncos 0. Silver Lake, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors so far. Broncos, no runs, 1 hit, 3 errors. Dane Johnson back on the bump. Trying to keep Silver Lake in front in the late innings. And stepping in, Jackson Ross. First pitch a little bit low for a ball. Now the 1 hit for the Broncos. Back in the fourth on an infield single by Max Evans. That is all they have been able to muster up. And Dane Johnson here in this game so far. Next one up and in, ball two. And Russell Victoria entered this game today. A team batting average well north of 320. 2-0 in there for a called strike. Big pitch there to make it two balls, one strike here on Ross. Middleton and Thielen also due up here for the four-seed Russell Victoria Broncos. Here's Dane's 1-2, or 2-1, excuse me, and it's inside, ball three. So 3-1, the count. It's still only 1-0, Jake.
Yep. Yeah. There's still a lot of ball game left, and it's within reach, no doubt, for Russell Victoria.
And a 3-1 by Johnson. Skips in the dirt, ball four. That is the first walk given up by Dane Johnson today. And just the second base runner for Russell Victoria, and that represents the tying run. Here's going to have a courtesy runner here for Ross.
Yeah, it'll be Cooper Hamlin coming in to run for Ross.
So Hamlin now the runner at first with nobody out. Middleton about to step in. And here's an opportunity for Russell Victoria down to Silver Lake 1-0, batting in the bottom of the sixth inning in this state tournament semifinal game.
You mentioned the first walk given up here by Dane Johnson. Just 54 pitches in this game. This is the bottom half of the lineup right now, bottom third, I should say, of this lineup. So top of the order coming up quickly here for Dane.
One on and nobody out, bunch shown. Now the runner caught between second and third. Nobody covering second for Silver Lake, and ultimately courtesy runner Hamlin gets in there safely.
Now that was one of those kind of where are you caught at, because it was supposed to be a bunt getting down. Hamlin got way too far off first, and Monholland had him frozen. But when he broke towards second base, nobody broke to the bag to cover, and Monholland couldn't throw it in time.
So just like that, a base hit could tie the game. Runner at second base, nobody out. Bunt shown, and it's put down to the left side. Johnson fielding off the mound.
Great play.
Long throw and a collision over there at first. And are we going to get any kind of interference?
This is exactly why the KSHSAA has started implementing the safety bag in baseball as well. And Middleton is emphatically saying that he could not run through the bag because Womack was standing there. Well, it was a wide throw coming to him. Womack still has opportunity to make a play. And the catch, I should say, was made prior to contact.
And Middleton barreled Womack over.
That's tough to do. Womack's a solid dude.
So we're going to get a quick timeout here. A mound meeting incoming as Russell Victoria has an opportunity. They have a runner in scoring position with only one out, trailing Silver Lake 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, Jake Spaulding.
Yeah, so again, I'm going to go back to that really quickly here. The whole reason why you see in softball they got the double bag at first base, that's the safety bag. The outside bags for the runner, inside bags for first baseman. KSHSAA has started implementing that in different leagues. Like league rules can implement that right now at the varsity level. It's not mandated across the state, which is why you don't see it here at Kansas State University for this KSHSAA state event. Do I expect that to happen soon? Absolutely I do. It will make a trickle effect across for all state games.
So here we go. Sam Thielen back to the top of the order. Courtesy runner Hamlin at third with one out in the inning. And now this one set out on a line towards left. It is caught by Ross on a line drive, and he dropped it. They're going to say the out is secured, but the tag is in there, and the run has scored. Out number two, but the game is tied here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yep, out number two, and the exchange is where that ball came out. So there is two outs, but the runner, Hamlin, was not tagging up on that in time. If Ross is able to secure that throw back in simply, then that run probably doesn't happen. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's not an error put up there for the Eagles. I don't see one, but that exchange is what allowed Hamlin to go back, catch third, and go home.
So the bases are empty with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. It's now a 1-1 tie, and here's Jared Ford. Takes the first pitch low from Johnson for ball number one.
A lot going on in the last 10 minutes here in this ball game, and Russell Victoria fans still trying to figure out why Thielen's not at first base.
And Dane Johnson kicks and fires. Fastball in there for a called strike, and the count 1-1. So Sam Thielen has come through for the Broncos. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the sixth inning in this state semifinal game. Good pitch there. Swung on and missed off speed and four down in the count. It's 1-2.
Looking ahead at the top of the seventh inning, it'll be 9-1-2 due up for Silver Lake. And now this tie ball game.
Now still got to get the final out here if you're Silver Lake. And a 1-2 in the dirt, ball two. With Ford surviving at least one more offering from Dane Johnson.
Good pitch there by Dane, trying to see if he can get Ford to chase on a breaking ball in the dirt.
2-2 the count on Ford. Here's the pitch by Johnson. That is low, ball three. With Max Evans in the on-deck circle, the Butler Community College commit.
He's pacing like he's ready to rock and roll.
A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the sixth inning at Toyton Family Stadium. Johnson sets at the belt. Ford standing tall. Here's the pitch. And he takes a swing at it. And it's a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Playable for Ross. He'll make the catch. And that'll do it for the bottom of the sixth inning. But we're back to square one. It's a 1-1 tie. A sacrifice fly for Sam Thielen. And we go to inning number seven with a trip to the state championship game on the line. Silver Lake and Russell Victoria tied at one.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Seth Tollefson will not get a shout-out the rest of today's game, but Jake will, myself, Brandon will as well. We got to get rid of this nonsense so we can let the people on the polls know exactly what we're watching here. And right now with the trip, the state championship game on the line, Jake, we go to the seventh, a 1-1 tie, Silver Lake leading it off with Aiden Strickland.
Got to get something rolling here if you're Silver Lake right now. It's 9-1-2 due up for the Eagles. Here in the top of the seventh inning.
A strikeout today for Strickland. He's also reached on an error. And he puts a charge into this one out towards center, stepping in front Middleton, now backing up, and then up a couple steps again, a little back and forth, but he makes the catch. Strickland retired for out number one here in the seventh.
Well, back to the top of the order for Silver Lake and Brady Hogle. And Hogle is somebody who has got the ability to get on base and the speed that you need for Silver Lake to be on the base paths.
Fourth time through the order. First pitch to Hogle here from Thielen is in there for a called strike. Hogle today has reached on an error, has struck out, and has also reached on a fielder's choice. Now he comes up empty on that swing, and he's quickly not trying to press the panic button, but it's 0-2.
100 pitches now in the game for Thielen.
Oh, that is almost all she said in a row. That pitch just barely missed. A little bit low, 1-2. So again, Thielen coming up on the 105 mark. He has pitched a pretty solid afternoon. There ain't no doubt about it. And he tried to paint the corner again, and this time Hogle coming up with the positive side of it. And from 0-2 to 2-2. Base is empty, one out, top of the seventh, a tie game. It's 1-1, and an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Hogle down swinging for out number two.
Well, unless Dane Johnson's a first pitch swinging out here for Silver Lake, Thielen, this will be his final batter, no doubt about it, because he's at 103 pitches. This upcoming one will be 104.
So here is Dane Johnson. Two outs, base is empty. And that first pitch outside for a ball. He singled back in the first, and he's got a couple of flyouts, 1-3 today. The 1-0 watching all the way, and it's in there for strike one.
Officially now will be his final batter, no matter what.
Nearly went the full seven, did Thielen, and Johnson late swing. He'll foul it away down the right field line, and he's down one ball, two strikes. Well, he will go the distance.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he could.
I corrected myself before you could get it to me, so. 1-2 here to Johnson, and it's outside, ball two.
Good eye there by Dane.
Strikeout on Hogle, by the way, the sixth strikeout today for Thielen. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball right back to Thielen on the mound. A soft underhand toss to first. And the Broncos had a chance to win it in the bottom of the seventh inning. Silver Lake, three up and three down in the top half. A 1-1 game with a trip to the state championship game on the line. We go to the bottom of the seventh right after this.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Well, that's a fight song we can get behind anyway. Brandon and myself, I'm Jake Spaulding. Brandon Tabman with you back in Manhattan. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Some teams win with speed, with strength, but the best ones win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. To the bottom of the seventh, tied at one, B-Tad.
Yes, sir, indeed. And the Butler CC commits, Max Evans, leading it off for Russell Victoria. And takes the first pitch inside for a ball against Dane Johnson. So the Broncos a chance to walk it off here in the home seventh. Trip to the state championship game on the line. And that one came in a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes here on Evans. He's got the lone Broncos hit. And now he puts it on the ground. Fielded by Kibbe at third.
Nice
long
play.
Throw. Yes, believe it. Out number one. Greatly done by Kibbe at third.
Well done. Well executed by Kibbe. The shift was on again as Kibbe was hugging the third baseline. He had Kruger in the hole at short. And Ray was standing behind second base. And just like you draw it up for Max Evans, a ground out to the left side of the infield.
So one up and one down. It is now Wes Dreiling, the right fielder. First pitch by Johnson off speed and a little bit up for ball. Number one.
Just 66 pitches in the game right now for Dane Johnson.
That is pretty absurd that we are in the seventh inning. This one pins in there for a called strike, and now Wes Dreiling has it at 1-1 here on Dane Johnson. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the seventh inning with a trip to the state title game on the line. Can't draw it up much better. Now this one is hit well out towards the gap in left center, but Hogle, a lot of speed. He runs it down, and he'll make the catch for out number two.
Great job there by Hogle reading that off the bat. You mentioned it. It was scorching to the left center gap, but Hogle with the speed in center. That's why you got a fast center fielder for those situations, two away here in the bottom of the seventh.
Well, it's up to Kyle Huser to do something here. We're off to extra innings. And Johnson's first pitch to Huser is low and in the dirt, ball one. Huser the DH, 0 for 2. He's got a pop out and a line out. But Dane Johnson just trying to get this thing to extra innings. A 1-1 tie here in Manhattan. Johnson's next pitch inside makes it two balls and no strikes.
Remember, Huser's last time up was that sharp shot to left field that Ross stole an extra base hit away from him. You know he's got some pop with that bat.
And a hitter-friendly count here at 2-0. Johnson's delivery.
Nice pitch.
Yeah, right on the inner edge with the fastball, called strike number one. Now, if Huser can do something here, Schoenberger would bat next. If not, we're off to the eighth inning. A 2-1 by Johnson. Late swing. Fouled away and out of play. And 2-2 the count here on Kyle Huser.
Johnson can get Huser sat down here. There will be a new pitcher for Russell Victoria in the top of the eighth as well.
And a 2-2 by Johnson. Late swing, and he comes up empty. A strikeout to end the bottom of the seventh inning. Jake Spaulding, we need a little extra time here to determine a spot in the state championship game. Johnson retiring the Bronx in order. Three up and three down. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Tied at one here on the Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we need extra innings here in Manhattan to determine a spot in the Class 3A State Baseball Championship game. A 1-1 tie between Silver Lake and Russell Victoria. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tadman with you. It'll be Womack, Kruger, and Kibbe as Russell Victoria having to go to a new pitcher here. Thielen's night is done, reaching his pitch count, but Trey Zorn now will try to shut the door here in the eighth.
Yeah, Thielen, I mean, honestly, you read this stat line, seven innings pitched, three hits allowed, one run that was unearned, six strikeouts and four walks. That's a pretty good day when you go the max 105, and you expect probably to get a win with that. But the other side, Dane Johnson's been pitching so efficiently for Silver Lake. That's why we're locked in one apiece, needing extra innings in a state semifinal game here in Manhattan.
Well, we're trying to figure out a couple defensive alignments here for Russell Victoria.
They have a number
30 in right field, but
there's no number 30.
There's not a 30 on the roster. Well, Ross is now at second base, so bear with us. Russell Victoria has made quite a few defensive changes here, but Trey Zorn is the new pitcher, and he will see Drew Womack to lead it off here in a 1-1 tie in the top of the eighth inning. He is a lefty. First pitch swinging, hit fairly deep out to right field, and looking up and making the catch is the unknown number 30 in right. right in front of the warning track for out number one.
The unknown gentleman that might have just saved Russell Victoria's season right there. Over the, he's a right-handed kid that made that catch over his right shoulder running towards the wall. What a play there. A good drive from Wolbeck. But it's a long out for out number one.
So it's one out. Base is empty. Here is Kruger. And he takes one up and in, but just darts out of the way for ball one.
Looks like we got Cooper Hamlin that's out in right field right now for Victoria.
Yeah, Dreiling went from right to left, and this is a fair ball down the right field line off the bat of the freshman, Kip Kruger. Gets all the way up into the right field corner. Kruger doesn't want just two. He wants a three-bagger, and it's a one-out triple here in the eighth for Silver Lake freshman Kip Kruger.
Timely, timely hitting for the freshman, stepping in from the left side of the batter's box, and he ropes one down the first baseline all the way to the corner, and the speed, it killed right there for the freshman.
So now, coming up, Miles Kibbe. He drove in the lone Silver Lake run back in the fourth with a double. He's got Kruger at third at one out and a 1-1 game in the top of the eighth inning. Thorne's first pitch, a little bit outside for a ball.
Infield in right now for Russell Victoria as well.
They want to keep that run off the board. Massive at bats in this game. Good swing, but a foul off here. And Kibbe now at one ball, one strike, who has mentioned that RBI double. He's also reached on a fielder's choice. And his first AB back in the second was a strikeout swinging. Kruger at third base, one out, tie game here in the eighth. Here's a 1-1, and a big swing, and nothing of it for Kibbe there. He's down 1-2.
Short enough here, again, the infield's in, so you can just muscle a bloop shot here for Kibbe. It'll score a run. Anything in the outfield will do that.
And a 1-2 inside. Last thing you want if you're Kibbe is to go down via the strikeout. And it's two balls and two strikes on him. Kruger, a one-out triple. He is at third. The go-ahead run here in the top of the eighth, and the 2-2 is high and away. Count runs full. Mon Holland in the on-deck circle for the Eagles. And a 3-2 on the way, and fighting it off foul to stay alive is Kibbe.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat of coming here to Kibbe. As mentioned, to be able to get anything into the outfield with the speed of Kruger at third, you'd like to think he's going to give it a shot to try and score.
Another 3-2 on the way. And it's hit deep out towards center field. Let's see if it's deep enough. Middleton settles in, makes the catch. Kruger on the tag. Here's the throw. It's cut off and now thrown home. And not in time. The sack fly has given Silver Lake the 2-1 lead. And yet again coming through is Miles Kibbe.
Just a good piece of hitting. Two strikes. Get this ball to the outfield. Kibbe does just that. The speed at third with Kip Kruger, and the Eagles reclaim the lead here in the top of the eighth.
So now two outs, base is empty here in the top of the eighth. 2-1 Silver Lake. Sacrifice fly from Kibbe, and that brings up Mon Holland. The lefty Zorn fires in a called strike number one. Dom today's reached in all three of his at-bats, a couple of walks, and he was also hit by a pitch. That pitch a little bit high, now one ball and one strike.
Silver Lake boys trying to join the girls on Friday, playing for a championship here in Class 3A. The softball team won earlier today, 12-6.
Next pitch, a little bit outside, two balls, one strike. So let's run it through. So correct me if I'm wrong. Silver Lake volleyball won a state title.
Yep.
Silver Lake girls basketball won a state title.
Yep.
And now the softball team could win a state title this year.
What a trifecta that would be.
2-2 the count here on Mon Holland. Here in the top of the eighth, Eagles have grabbed the lead back at 2-1, and that's a good pitch. And Mon Holland comes up empty, and Zorn gets his first strikeout. But now Russell Victoria, they need a run. It's a sacrifice fly by Miles Kibbe here in the eighth, and a trip to the state title game on the line as we go to the home eighth. It is Silver Lake 2 and the Broncos 1.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review.
Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Well, we're just giving love to all of our area colleges here. Go Buzz with that one. Seth Tollison back in studio. I'm Jake, joined by Brandon Tabin. Getting ready to go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Silver Lake plays one run in the top of the eighth to lead 2-1. Some teams win with speed, some with strength. The best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same exact thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. For the bottom of the eighth inning, here's BTAC.
And going back out for the bottom of the eighth is Dane Johnson, who has had a sensational day on the rubber for Silver Lake. And now the Eagles three outs away from a state championship game berth. We're going through this start on this bottom of the eighth inning with Pierce Schoenberger. And the first pitch by Johnson, a called strike number one.
Dane efficient, effective, and comfortable on that mound so far today. You mentioned it, the Eagles three outs away.
No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And coming up empty, it is strike number two on that swing and miss. Trey Zorn will follow. Jackson Ross after that for the Broncos.
Just the 76th pitch of this game for Dane.
A 2-1 Silver Lake lead. Chance to win it here in the bottom of the eighth. A 0-2 pitch is now 1-2 as that one barely missed. And when I say barely, all caps. Barely missed. Again, it's been a tight strike zone all day, all the games we have seen. And there is a swing and a miss. Ball gets away and the tag applied. Mon Hovland secures the strikeout. That is 5 strikeouts now for Dane Johnson in the first out here on the home eighth.
Unbelievable pitch there. Pulls the string and Schoenberger just could not catch up to it. One away here in the bottom of the eighth.
Correct myself. 6 strikeouts now for Dane Johnson. The first out here in the eighth inning, 2-1 Silver Lake. Here is Trey Zorn. The lefty watches a fastball blow by for strike number one. Trey Zorn came on to pitch in relief. He is committed to play football at Ottawa. So certainly a multi-sport athlete here. He's got to come through as the team of Russell Victoria trying to rally here in the eighth, down one.
Good attempt there by Mon Holland behind the dish, trying to frame that pitch up. Could not get the call.
Zorn 0 for 2, ground out and a pop out. Here's the 1-1. And he did paint the edge this time, 1-2.
Zorn has not taken the bat off his shoulder, these 3 pitches that he's seen. Mon Holland, check that, Johnson way ahead.
2 outs away from a trip to the title game. Here's the pitch by Johnson. It's hit out into shallow center field. Running in, making the catch is Hogle. 2 up and 2 down and 1 out away for Silver Lake. Trying to get to the championship game on Friday night.
Speed kills, my man. On the base pads, but also defensively, Brady Hogle, a phenomenal center fielder for the Eagles, able to caress that second out. 1 out away are the Eagles.
2-1 our score. It's up to Jackson Ross for Russell Victoria, and the first pitch is outside for ball one. Well, he walked and scored the lone Russell Victoria run back in the sixth. Brought in on the sack fly by Thielen. But he's got to do something here. Here's the 1-0. Oh, late swing and miss. Kind of with a changeup, it appears. Stop fastball, and that swing says he was wrong on his guess. 1-1. Silver Lake that much closer. And Johnson kicks and deals. And it's hit out to shallow center field. This could do it. Who's going to call it off? It's the shortstop and freshman Kip Krueger securing the catch. And for Silver Lake, they are on to the state championship game on Friday night.
Unbelievable performance from the mound for Dane Johnson. But how about that Eagle defense today? This is back-to-back state games, low scoring for them. and their pitching staff, getting them to the end of the contest. They won 1-0 over top seed Council Grove, and then knock off Ralph Victoria today, 2-1.
It took 8 innings, but the Silver Lake Eagles are state championship game bound. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service does plumbing repair and drain cleaning. They have over 52 years of experience and are locally owned and operated, serving Topeka and the surrounding area. Go Big Lake from Hogle Plumbing and Sewer Service.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right back to it here on the Pulse. Post-game coverage initiated. We got Jake Spaulding, Seth Allison, Brandon Tabman one final time. Wrapping up the coverage here today as the Silver Lake Eagles are state championship game bound. An 8-inning thriller and a 2-1 victory over Russell Victoria. And now the Eagles awaiting the winner of Girard and Burlington coming up here in about a half hour or so. So much to dissect in this game, Jake Spaulding, but we talk about the competition that a team like Silver Lake sees on a weekly basis in the Big East, a team that came in with 11 losses, the 8 seed. You had the 1 seed out the gate in Council Grove. You beat them 1-0. Very good Russell team here today. You win it in 8 innings by 1. That is the 12th one-run game that Silver Lake has played this season. They are now 6-6. Or I should say 12 times now, one-run games, 6-6 in the 12 run one-run games. But now one win away from the 12th state championship in or 16th state championship. I was looking at the wrong number. But either way, a ton of success and one win away from a state title once again.
The 7th seed in the 3A regional. In their respective regional, and they knock off the top seed in that, or second seed, I should say, in that regional. And Sebesta in the semifinal, they knock off Riverside in the title game. It took extra innings in that game as well. 8 innings, they score 3 in the top of the 8 to win that one, 5-2. Then you mentioned it, the 8th seed in the state tournament, knock off top seed Council Grove, only one loss in the year for the Braves. They battle back against Russell Victoria, or they bounce back to play Russell Victoria today. and what was a pitching duel. Give a lot of credit to Russell Victoria's pitching here tonight, because Thielen went 7 innings, 3 hits allowed, 1 run that was unearned, 6 strikeouts. But that wasn't good enough against the Silver Lake team, because you had Dane Johnson on the other side, and the defense of this Silver Lake Eagle team, Coach Seeley, Coach Porter, have got to be extremely pleased with the way their boys have been playing here down the stretch. You mentioned 11 losses. The Big East League is tough, and it prepares you for moments like this. The magical run will continue for Silver Lake as they will be taking on either Burlington or Girard in the title game on Friday.
That title game will start at 4 o'clock on Friday. Silver Lake either against Girard or Burlington. But real quick, we got to help out the fellow broadcasters here. So we got to wrap up shop here shortly. But real quick, Dane Johnson, and then also obviously the Miles Kibbe, the other I want to mention, because he's responsible for the 2 runs. Provided for Silver Lake today. Your thoughts on the combination of Kibbe and, of course, Dane Johnson, absolute gem in the biggest game of the year, pitching all 8 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and then Kibbe, the RBI double in the 4th, and the go-ahead run with a sac fly in the 8th.
Yeah, Miles Kibbe, you know, again, all year long he's been, you know, that guy for Silver Lake. Top to bottom, these are not easy outs for the Eagles team. Drew Womack, Dane Johnson, Brody Hogle, they didn't have like the RBIs or the big time hits in this ball game, but Miles Kibbe did. He delivered when they needed him the most. But Kip Kruger in the top half of the 8th inning, that triple for him to set things up for Kibbe to deliver. Again, you got to give credit top to bottom, but I can't say enough about Dane Johnson's performance tonight. He finished this ball game under 80 pitches in an 8-inning game for a young man. An impressive outing from him. He's obviously done. He can't pitch Friday. But you've got Kip Kruger and Dane Johnson that have got you to this point. Silver Lake will throw every arm they've got available on Friday. You could expect Brady Hogle to be towing the slab potentially on Friday as well for Silver Lake. But what a performance today, and congratulations to Coach Seeley and Coach Porter and their crew for punching their ticket to the tournament championship game.
So the game on Friday, we'll have it for you here on the network. And real quick, just kind of give the listeners an update of what we got coming their way the rest of the week.
Exactly. I just want to let the listeners know, Silver Lake, both now baseball and softball, playing for a championship on Friday. The girls softball team won 12-6 over Haven earlier today. They play at 1:30 on Friday. The boys play at 4 o'clock. Current thoughts for that will be that Silver Lake softball will be on KNZA 103.9, as it has been all week, at 1:30. Wade Gershner will be on the call for that. And then out here in Manhattan, here on 96.9 The Pulse, will be Silver Lake baseball for that title.
All right, there it is. And, of course, consolation matchups coming your way tomorrow as well, right back here at Toynton Family Stadium. MSDSports.net for more information for the rest of the week. Final tallies in this one here. Silver Lake, state championship game bound in 8 innings. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. The record into the title game at 18-11. Dane Johnson, complete game, 8 innings, 1 hit, 1 run allowed. He walked 1 and struck out 6. For Russell and the Wather, season will continue tomorrow in the consolation round. Their record is 23-6, and all they could muster today, 1 run, 1 hit, 3 errors, and they left 1 on base. Losing pitcher was Sam Thielen, was still very good. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. For Seth Tollefson, Jake Spaulding, I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more state baseball and softball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings